Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Sheikh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another short episode from the brief explanation of the oft-recited verses in the Quran and the chapters. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we finish the four who we are speaking about, those who Allah Azza wa Jal blessed, or those who Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. And we are explaining that from the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. We are asking Allah Azza wa Jal to guide us to the straight path. Which path? The path of those whom He has blessed. And we mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Surah An-Nisa, verse 69, Ma'al ladina an'am Allah alayhim, min al-nabiyyina wa-siddiqina wa-shuhada'i wa-saliheen. From those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed, yani Allah made it clear, from amongst the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And alhamdulillah, in the previous episodes, we mentioned what it means to follow the prophets, and what it means to be from amongst the truthful, and what it means to be from the martyrs. And now, inshallah, azza wa jal, we explain again briefly what it means to be from as-salihin, those that are righteous. Being righteous, dear brothers and sisters, is something which is easily available to all of us. Obviously, prophethood, this is specifically and directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And prophethood has ended, as we know, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a level which we will not be able to reach in and of ourselves, but we can follow in the ways of the prophets. And this is what it means to be righteous. This is what it means to be righteous. For a person to be a siddiq, a person who is extremely truthful in his beliefs, in his actions, in his following of the prophets and the messengers, this is a type of righteousness which is yani top tier. It is level one, the top level that a person can reach when it comes to a person believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the messengers. And a person dying as a martyr also is a result of a person being from amongst the righteous. And this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what does it mean for a person to be righteous? As we've mentioned previously, for a person to try and uphold the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of people make being religious a lot harder than it actually is. Yes, without doubt, being religious, there are going to be tests, there are going to be challenges, but patience is required, giving up certain matters from your whims and desires is required, certain compromises are required, etc. Without doubt, we have the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, وَحُفَّتْ الْجَنَّةِ بِالْمَكَارِهِ, that paradise has been surrounded by hardship, and حُفَّتْ النَّارِ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ, that the whole fire has been surrounded by desires, that which is easy on the nafs to do. But that doesn't mean that it is impossible for a person to be religious, or that it is even extremely hard. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ, Allah Azza wa Jalla says that He wants al-yusr for us, ease for us. And when He made the religion, we know the famous story of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to take an example of when Allah Azza wa Jalla raised him up to Him in the Isra and Mi'raj, above the seven heavens, and gave him as-salah. When Allah Azza wa Jal gave the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as-salah, originally it was 50 rak'at. And then we know the story between the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Musa Alayhi Salam, where Musa Alayhi Salam would advise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, go back to your Lord and ask Him to reduce it, for your ummah will not be able to handle it. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows what this ummah is able to handle and what is not able to handle. But in it is a great lesson for us, that Allah Azza wa Jal is showing us His mercy. Allah is showing us His ease and His kindness. And eventually, the prayers, after being initially obliged upon us 50 times a day, became reduced to 5 times a day. And this is a great mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only has it been reduced to 5 times a day, but each one of these prayers is equivalent to a minimum of 10 prayers. So it is as if we are being rewarded through our 5 daily prayers, 50 prayers minimum. And again, this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His kindness and His ease with us. Similarly, the rest of the sharia, if a person looks at as-siyam, yani the fasting, Allah obliges it upon us once in the year, in the month of Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, you see the Muslims around the world, they are able to handle it. Whether the time is short or the time is long, the Muslims are able to handle it. It is not days on end that there is no food, drink or water, etc. But rather only from Fajr until Maghrib. And if a person had a valid excuse for him to break his fast, he is able to break his fast. There is ease in it. The Hajj, yes, there is some struggle, there is some patience, there is some tiring in the Hajj, but a person, if he is physically or financially unable to go, then he does not need to go. And that is similar to the other acts of worship where Allah Azza wa Jal has made it easy and possible for us to fulfill. Not only that, but even in our general test in our day-to-day life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that Allah will not burden or test a soul more than it can handle. So anything that Allah Azza wa Jal puts us through, it is subhanAllah through the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the ease of Allah Azza wa Jal that we are able to handle it. So as we mentioned, many people, they know what is required of them for them to be upright. The sad reality is that many people do not follow that path. They do not overcome those obstacles and they give in to their whims and desires. And this is inshallah Azza wa Jal something that we are going to speak about when we speak about Al-Maghdoob Alayhim Wal-Dallun. When we speak about those who Allah Azza wa Jal's anger is upon and those who are misguided, because you will find two main reasons for misguidance in them: al-maghdub alayhim, the arrogance, and al-dallun, ignorance. And inshallah Azza wa Jal will speak about them in the episodes to come. But on the path of righteousness, a person knows what he needs to do. All he needs to do is make the conscious decision sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to abide by it. And the path of how he is righteous is nice and easy and clear for him. He takes that path and he is on his journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, constantly trying to improve himself and get better. And through that, he dies minimally as a righteous person. Minimally as a righteous person. The hope is that not only he dies as a righteous person, but that Allah Azza wa Jalla elevates his status to be from the people like the martyrs, or those who are extremely truthful, or those at least in their footsteps who love them and who will be resurrected with them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make myself and yourselves from amongst these great believers and die upon it. هذا والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد وعلى آله محمد وصحبه أجمعين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.